You're listening to the Agile Development Practices 2007 Conference Podcast, Episode 3, featuring Yuta Eckstein. Hi, I'm Joey McAllister, Managing Editor of Multimedia with Software Quality Engineering, and welcome to the Agile Development Practices 2007 Conference Podcast. This is a special weekly StickyMinds.com podcast that will feature interviews with Agile experts who will be presenting keynotes at the Agile Development Practices Conference in Orlando in December. Yuta Eckstein is an independent consultant and trainer living in Germany. Her experience in applying Agile processes within medium to large-sized mission-critical projects is the basis of her book, Agile Software Development in the Large, Diving into the Deep, and is also the topic of her Agile Development Practices 2007 conference keynote, Scaling Agile Processes. In her keynote, Yuta will discuss how Agile processes designed for small or mid-sized software development projects can be tuned to scale up to large projects. I recently spoke with her about it. Yuta, would you tell us a little bit about your presentation?
Yeah, sure. So the keynote is on scaling Agile processes, and the major point is that Agile processes or approaches are all created for smaller teams and for smaller projects. So most of the time people assume that the team has to be co-located in order to be successful with an Agile process. And I'm talking about how to scale up an Agile process so it works as well for larger projects, which means several teams are taking part in that project.
What are some of the obstacles that larger projects face?
Well, one point is that in a larger project that you have several teams, and therefore all the people who are working for this project, they are typically not sitting together because these are too many people. And in a typical small Agile project, for example, you say, like, we have this implicit communication going on by people just being co-located, which is not true anymore on a large project. So people are working at different places, maybe in the same building, but they are not co-located. So you have to ensure that the communication still takes place, and you have to come up with things that make communication even across several teams possible without really putting an emphasis on heavy documentation, because we're still talking about agility here. Another thing is that for a small team, it's kind of easy to aim for the same goal. So the goal is given by the product owner or customer, and he will steer the team. Now we are talking about several teams aiming for the same goal, which should still provide a business value at the end of an iteration for the customer. So it's a lot about collaboration across several teams. So just the mass of people makes it harder.
There have always been large projects and small projects, but now a large project can have people all around the world trying to work together. And yet, Agile is becoming popular now. Agile, which talks about people always working together pretty closely. Do those things work at cross purposes? The idea of becoming a more global work society and the idea of becoming more agile?
Thank you for the question, because this gives me an opportunity to actually advertise the tutorial I'm giving at the conference, because the tutorial focuses more on the global aspect, and I've been working on several projects now which have been globally distributed, which put again some other challenges on a project. Some are similar to being just working with a large team, but globalization brings again other challenges. Well, just the thing I mentioned before, like the communication parts. If we have just one team and this is co-located, there is this practice called, well, it's called different at every Agile methodology, but it's there in all of them. So the daily stand-up meeting or daily scrum or however you call that, so the daily synchronization. And if the teams are still on the same site, it can be difficult even to bring them together, but it's even harder if they are distributed all over the globe and you have the different time zones and all of that. So, but you still want that everyone has the same big picture in their minds. As I'm saying, so these are different challenges that are put onto the project, but it's still doable. So there are ways how you can deal with this and having still like a daily synchronization going on across the whole globe. But as I said, these are more things I will cover in the tutorial because that's focused on really the global aspect of it.
What would you say conference attendees can look forward to taking away from your keynote presentation?
Basically, really how you can make this happen. So how can you stay agile even if you have a large team there, which is consisting of several smaller sub-teams? So how can you still have frequent delivery with those many teams, and that the delivery will actually provide a business value to the customer and not being like here a component and there a component, but together it doesn't provide any value, which is often a difficult part for large teams. So how to do this, or as well how to really efficiently communicate and synchronize across a large team. And as well, like maybe some technical, more technical stuff, how can you make integration and build effectively happening across several teams? So okay. These are really kind of practical outcomes.
Right. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Yuta.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Agile Development Practices 2007 Conference Podcast. We've put some links related to this podcast on the podcast landing page at stickyminds.com/podcasts. If you have any comments or questions, the podcast landing page will also have an email link. Feel free to drop me a line. You can also subscribe to the conference podcasts on the podcast landing page. Keep an eye out for future Agile Development Practices 2007 conference podcasts in the coming weeks. The Agile Development Practices 2007 Conference Podcast is a production of Software Quality Engineering.